Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Ekev, and I have the chutzpah to speak to you from the most beautiful spot in the world, from Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, from one of the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. What a chutzpah it truly is. And let me talk to you a little about Eretz Yisrael. Every parsha in the summer, parshas, especially the parshas that we lay when I'm here, every parsha seems to talk about Etzeinu HaKadosha. And as I was being marveled, Sedrim, Parshas Ekev, I noticed the following apparent inconsistency. After Shishi, Perakir Aleph Pasuk Yud, excuse me, Ki Ores Asha'ata Boshom Olavishta, Eretz Yisrael, to which you are coming, like Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Tosam Yisham, Asher Tizra Zarecha, Nishkisa Barago Chagana Yorga, not like Mitzrayim, Ores Asha Atem Oivrim Shama Lerishta, Eretz Horim Ubikar, Limitara Shemayim Tishtemayim. As Rashi explained, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have its own irrigation, it doesn't have its own water, it depends on the rain coming in the rainy seasons, and you'll have to dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael does not have the source of rain. That's all fine and well, except that early in Parashas, I think it was Pasuk Zion in the same parasha, Hashem describes Eretz Yisrael, Ki Hashem Elokechem Aviyecha El Eretz Toiva, Eretz Nachlei Mayim, Ayonais, Usahaimais, Yaisen Bedika Ubahar, Hashbar Yu El Eretz Toiva, to a great land, a land that has Nachlei Mayim, that is flowing water, Ayonais, Mayon Usahaimais, it has spring water, it has water from the depth, Yaitzim, the Biko Bahar, that come out both in the valley and in the mountain. It's very strange. The same parasha describes Eretz Yisrael two ways. Haloi Dabar, who it certainly needs some type of an explanation. There's another inconsistency, apparently, in Parakhes Pasuk Yud Beis. It talks about coming to Eretz Yisrael. Ubatim Toivim Tivnevi Ashafta. You'll build beautiful houses and live there. And that seems to be a contradiction to last week's parasha, Parak Vav Pasuk Yud. Losis Lacha Arm Gedailis V'tai Beis HaShalot B'nisa. Batim Leim Kol Tova Shalot Yilaisa. There, it says you can live in houses that others built. Matter of fact, in Elul Metzias, the Mishnah talks about finding money in a wall near Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the money is there from the Amairi, from the Amairi, from the times of the Amairi. The Amairi means that they lived in the non-Jewish homes. And there it says, the bottom tin may be a shafta. So it needs some type of an explanation. Let me digress for a moment. In Derech Sicha and Parshas Bereishis, Chaim Kanievsky relates that there was a pharmacist in the city of Minsk. And this pharmacist said that the Chafetz Chaim had once come into his store to get some type of medication. And he said to him, Ashrecha, how praise. He said, I'm a kani of the Lashon. Not just you're praiseworthy, but also I'm jealous of you. That you save lives the whole day. You give people medication, you save lives and make people feel better all day. And the pharmacist said, what? I'm just trying to make a parnasa, support my family. That's what I'm doing. The Chafetz Chaim said to him, no. You should have in mind that you're saving lives. You're making people feel better. No, you have to feed your family, so you get paid for it and you're able to support your family with it. But the main thing you're doing is helping people be healthy, helping people live. That's what the Chafetz Chaim told him. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is actually based on the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin. By Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Ben HaMitzvah, it says someone who is preparing tefillin for someone who won't have tefillin, the deadline has to be on today. He's Patur from Mincha because he's Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Ben HaMitzvah. And there the Magen Avraham says it depends. If he's mechaven to do a mitzvah, he's Isaac ben mitzvah, patur ben mitzvah. If he's thinking about his parnasa, then he's not an Isaac ben mitzvah. Tell him. You have two people doing the same thing. One of them is thinking, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm also making money. And he's icing the mitzvah. One of them is thinking, I got to make money. How am I going to make money? I'll do this. So he's a breadwinner. Nice to be a breadwinner, but he's not icing the mitzvah. So two people could do the same thing. And it depends what's going through your brain when you do that same thing. And so, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah to come to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah to be here in Eretz Yisrael. There are two people in Eretz Yisrael doing two different things. One is being Isaac in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He's here because he appreciates Eretz Yisrael. And somebody else is going on vacation. He happens to be in Eretz Yisrael. Two different people. It goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. People come into Eretz Yisrael, and there were people who built new houses. They wanted a new, nice new house. The other people who said, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. Find me a place with a roof and walls, and I'm good. And I'm good. There were people who were batim tovim that they built. And there were people that lived in the houses that they found. They were perfectly satisfied with it. Even though the house was built by a Kanani, and it didn't have a stone kitchen with two sinks, most inflations, etc., but it was good. So therefore, in Parshas Veschanan, it says, if you look there, it talks about a person who is successful in serving Hashem. He's living in the houses he didn't build. And this is Parshas Ubatim Taidim Tivna V'yashavta. When it says in Parashas Yudbeis, you'll build your own houses when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Ay, ay, ay. Take a look at what it says right after that. Right after that, it talks about the people of Eretz Yisrael straying from the path of Hashem. Ah, you want to know who's what? The one who are batim tovim, they come here to build fancy houses. That's one attitude. The people that come here to go into their houses, whatever house is good. The idea is to be mitayshav Eretz Yisrael. That's something else. That's something else. Same thing is true about the water supply. So you're going to tell me it can't be both ways. Either it has a water supply or don't have a water supply. Can't have a water supply for some and not for others. How can one person say that there are plenty of mayonnaise for sahaymais? And one person say, the mitar shamayim, that you have to come on to the rain. But it is that way. Back in the time of Parshas Bechu Kaisai, I related to you Rav Palm's words. He said, he doesn't understand. It says that if you go in the way of Hashem, the Hisuk Lechem Dayish Es Batsir, you can have an abundant crop. So Rav Palm asked, what do you mean? But it says the bracha is Eichel Kimel Mizbarach Neyav. The bracha is that you can have an abundant crop. It's going to be that whatever crap you eat, it's going to make you satisfied. There are two different brachas. One is a bracha of an abundant crop. And one is a bracha of a simple crap that gives you blessing. So Pam said it depends on the person. The person who's busy with his money and his business, so Hashem will give him good atzlach in his business. Person who's higher than that, his panas business is just a way of serving Hashem. So Hashem says, I'll do even better for you. You're not going to need his lechem b'ayis b'asir. You're not going to have to work 12 months a year. His lechem b'ayis b'asir means that you're going to squeeze the grapes so long until you're going to have to cut the new crop. That means you've been working 12 months a year. That's a blessing. Well, if your life is your business, that's a blessing. Eichel kimel mizbar b'meya means, no, you'll have a short crop harvest season. You'll have a short squeezing the grape season. But, threshing season. But the bracha will come. To some, it's enough, the mayonnaise, the sahaymais, it's adequate. For some, they're going to need more. They're all a wonderful yidden. They're all a wonderful yidden, but two different, totally different attitudes in their serving of Hashem, two different attitudes in the life that each of them lives. It said that when Chaim Shmuel Levitz came to Eretz Yisrael, he stopped spitting. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz came, I believe, from a background where part of the culture was to to like the people in Poland who it's not it doesn't go against etiquette to walk in the street and to spit to let out your saliva. But he came to Eretz Yisrael. He restrained himself. He recognized the chemdas Eretz Yisrael, the uniqueness of his being in Eretz Yisrael, the special opportunity he has to be in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't spit. The other day I saw a young man coming into the Beis Medrash to daven. So a young man coming in, some with shirts were tucked out, as is the style of teenagers. Someone that, I don't know each boy's background, but I was thinking, even if your shirt is tucked out, even if you're not knocked on a hatch of that. But Eretz Yisrael, you're in a different place. You're in the Heichal HaMelech. You're in the Heichal HaMelech. You tuck yourself in. You do it in a totally, totally different way. It is a Rashi that's often missed. Vayakiviyacha Hashem al Eretz HaKnani kasher nishba l'cha v'la v'isecha u'nisan alach. When you, Hashem will bring you to Eretz Yisrael, He will give it to you. Nisan alach, Rashi says. Tebeinecha kimu nitnu l'cha v'y hayayim. Ba'atia beinecha kirush asavis. Should be as if you got it today. Now we know about Torah. It says, Yo beinecha kachadashayis. Every day it should be new. It says about Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough to be there. It has to be with a tshuka, with a chemda. Seeing your eyes like a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you today. Isn't that incredible? You may not Kadoshes and coming to Eretz Yisrael and being in Eretz Yisrael and the son Allah. But that's the appreciation, the chibur of Eretz Yisrael, the love that people should have for Eretz Yisrael. And Tehillim, Perek Kuf Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalet, talks about the Meraglim. The Imas of Eretz Chemda, and they were not delighted, they were disgusted by Eretz Yisrael. Hashem. So it says that punishment from the caused by the Chet HaMeraglim, the Yisayah, they will have Mahapi Elaysam Bamidbar, Mahapi Elaysam Bagayim, Elaysam Ba'aratzais. You have to realize what it says here. What it says here is that the Golus of all the generations is from the Chet of the Meraglim. Those it says the Imasu Beretz Chemda, they didn't appreciate Eretz Yisrael. Punishment was Lahapil Zaron Bagoyin was a race of Barasais. The Kaisa would not always be in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk reveals to us that all the Golosim come because the Imasu Beretz Chemda. The Golos of our day is also the Imasu Beretz Chemda. Tikkun is to have chimud for Eretz Chemda, to have a desire to be in Eretz Yisrael and appreciate the schus he has of being in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, that is the tikkun. That is the tikkun. And that's what we work on. We try to appreciate no matter how many times we come. It should be Beinecha Kechadashes every time you walk here and you look at the streets, you look at the buildings. Kishbal gave us a way of realizing. Standing like Kishachad, the dividing highway between East Jerusalem, the Arab section, and the Jewish section. I just have to look across the street and I see to my pain what's going on there. And over here, I look around, there are old buildings, yeshivas, buildings where Klal Yisrael is living, where the sound of Torah is heard 24 hours a day. Ah, the chemda. The person stops and thinks, the person appreciates the chemda. And so, with great joy and appreciation of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I stand here in Yerushalayim and turn around now and go back into the Beis Medrash Be'ezus Hashem. Wish everybody a feeling of tshuka, of chemda, of jealousy to be here in that same HaKadosh. When you get here, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. When you land, they tell you you have to stay in your seat with your seatbelts fastened. Why do you have to land it already? Why do you have to stay there? You know why? So that you should be able to appreciate and think about it calmly before you jump up and you get your luggage and you head out to the big lines. Stop a minute. When you see the big lines, think, wow, Eretz Yisrael is so happy. Big lines of Achenu B'nei Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael. Appreciate it. Bezos Hashem, we'll see the Gula Shalayim. I couldn't Shabbos to one and all.